This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne. How's your Thanksgiving?
Hey, I was just going to ask you the same thing. Mine was nice and quiet and had lots of good smells coming from the kitchen. How was yours?
Excellent. Went upstate with friends, and on the car ride up and back, made most of today's on-air puzzle.
First of all, in order to play, we have to be reminded of the challenge you left us with last week. What was it?
Yes, it came from listener Ray Hamill of Madison, Wisconsin. I asked, what two world capitals can be found by rearranging the letters in the phrase serial number?
What's the answer?
Well, half of the answer was easy. It's Berlin, the capital of Germany. The other half was Maseru, M-A-S-E-R-U, which is the capital of Lesotho.
This week we received about 2,000 entries. Out of those, our randomly chosen winner is Rick Narad of Chico, California. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do in Chico?
I'm professor of health services administration at California State University at Chico.
And how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
It took about a half hour. Berlin was easy, but the rest of it took a little work.
You sound like you're ready to play.
I am ready.
All right, Will, meet Rick. Let's play.
All right, Rick, every answer today consists of two things in the same category whose names start with the same pair of consonants. I'll give you rhymes for the names, you name the things. For example, if I said mean and way, you would say green and gray, because green and gray are both colors or shades, and they start with the same pair of consonants. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Number one is lift and follow. And I'll give you a hint, these are both birds.
Something and swallow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's the same two consonants. So once you get one, you have the other.
Substitute the L for the SW. You got it. Swift and swallow.
Swift and swallow. Good. Okay. And if you get any answers before I say the category, just jump right in. Number two is mina, as in mina bird, and bad. And your category is countries.
China.
Yeah.
And Chad.
China and Chad. Good. Your next one is house, what you live in, house, and taser.
What was the second part?
Taser, T-A-S-E-R. And you're looking for things to wear.
Blouse and blazer.
That's it. Boulder, as in Boulder, Colorado, and fin, F-I-N-N. And your clue is parts of the body.
Shoulder and chin.
That's it. Picket, P-I-C-K-E-T, and bouquet. And you're looking for games.
Cricket and croquet.
That's it. Waiting, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, and being, B-E-I-N-G. And you're looking for winter sports.
Skating and skiing.
That's it. Teacher and feast, F-E-A-S-T. And you're looking for religious figures.
Preacher and priest.
That's it. Mess, M-E-S-S, and deckers, as in double deckers.
Chess and checkers.
You didn't need the category. Chess and checkers, good. Luck, L-U-C-K, and factor, F-A-C-T-O-R.
Truck and tractor.
Oh, yeah, you're getting fast. How about gas, G-A-S, and cons, C-O-N-S, as in pros and cons. And your category is alloys.
Alloys?
Uh-huh.
Stumped me this time.
Yeah, I'm not alloys. I mean, really. I haven't a clue. Not one.
Okay, well, the alloys are brass and bronze.
Oh, or you learn something new every day there, Rick.
Not so hard. All right, try this one. C, S-E-E, and buckle, as in belt buckle. And your clue is joints.
Knee and knuckle.
That's it. Rib, R-I-B, as in your chest. And a ladle, L-A-D-L-E, what you serve soup with.
Crib and rib.
Oh, crib and cradle, good. How about men, M-E-N, and bite, B-I-T-E. And your category is architects.
Wren and Wright.
That's it. And your last one is Bigot, B-I-G-O-T, and Later, L-A-T-E-R. And your category is ships. Kinds of ships.
A frigate and freighter.
Frigate and freighter. Good job.
You're really, really good, Rick. Really good. Nice work. Nice work. To tell you what you get to play with for playing our puzzle today is a 7-time Grammy-nominated musician who's soon to receive Billboard's Rising Star Award for Women in Music. She's on this week's show. She's talking about her new album, Love Me Back. Here's Jasmine Sullivan.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
I used the loss for words. This has got to be your first, and I'm trying to find the
What do you think, Rick?
Sounds great.
So before we let you go, Rick, tell us what member station you listen to.
I'm a member of two stations, KCHO in Chico and KQED in San Francisco.
Love it. Love it. Rick Narad from Chico, California. Wonderful guest. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, we have a challenge to ponder for the next week. What is it?
Yes, name the setting for an old TV show, as well as a series of popular movies. It's two words, 5 letters in each word. The last 3 letters of the last word, plus the first 3 letters of the first word, in that order, together name a country. What country is it? So again, the setting for an old TV show, as well as a series of popular movies. 2 words, 5-5. The last 3 letters of the last word, plus the first 3 letters of the first word, in that order, name a country. What country is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And we will call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.